So we're coming to the end of the positive declaration concerning both the state of man, corruption of man, and also the work of the Holy Spirit in converting someone to bringing them to faith. As we have been saying over and over again, Jonah learned this in the belly of the fish, recorded in Jonah 2:9. Salvation is of the Lord. Right? Salvation is of the Lord. And again, we said that David learned that as well. We find that in Psalm 3 and other places. So there were some at the time, again, remember, this is a response to a request to teach other things. One of the complaints by those who were asking to teach other things in the church, they said, well, according to our understanding, if God is the one who saves, if it's the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, then there's no need for the use of external means to bring about the salvation of God's elect people. In other words, if they're elect, then God's going to save them without your help or mine. And so we really don't need to do anything because God is going to save them anyways. The answer that we find here is that that can't be supported in Scripture. As a matter of fact, just as God uses ordinary means to support our natural life, in other words, we were just talking about that in Sunday school today, in the adult Sunday school, about working. The means, Scripture says, if a man doesn't work, neither shall he eat. So that idea of food and drink are given through the idea of working normally. Or even the idea of life is sustained by the breath that God gives. It's a natural thing to breathe, but yet at the same point in time, it's a gift of God. And God could take that at any time if he wanted to. So also our spiritual life, God has given to us his word as a means of grace, the gospel, as it mentions in a couple places, also the sacraments, and also church discipline. These are means through which the Lord causes us to grow spiritually. And so the use of means is designed by God to, number one, glorify him. We go and we share the gospel with someone. We don't save anyone, as we've said before. You can't reach into the heart of an individual and make them believe and change their heart. You can't do that heart surgery. That's got to be the work of God. But at the same point in time, God chooses to glorify himself by using you to share the gospel, to share by means of our lives and our words and so on. And God will take that and will change someone's heart. And who gets the glory? Well, you know it isn't you. It isn't me. It's not our wisdom or our giftedness. It's because God changes the heart. We understand it is God who gets the glory. But he's glorified through means. Also, in all another element, it humbles us, doesn't it? God uses means. Again, I think about Balaam. He was humbled by a donkey. God used a means. He caused a donkey to speak to a foolish prophet. It humbled him, didn't it? And at the same point in time, it's humbling to be in complete reliance upon God to do the work. We do what we can, but it's not us. It's God who gets the glory. Notice in our response these holy admonitions. For grace is conferred by means of admonitions. And the more readily we perform our duty, the more clearly this favor of God working in us usually manifests itself. And the more directly his work is advanced. And so the idea is that we believe the gospel, but we also obey the gospel. I don't know if you've ever noticed that in Scripture. It talks about obeying the gospel. Have you ever found that to be kind of odd? Well, what does that mean? We're not Roman Catholics. You know, faith plus works saves us. But it's the idea that the faith that works, in other words, the evidence that you truly believe in Jesus is that you love Jesus. And Jesus says, if you love me, then you do what I say. You keep my commandments. If we love the Father, then we do what pleases the Father. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what our life is? My life is not to please myself, but to please the Father, to please the Son, to please the Holy Spirit. How often do you stop and you think, yeah, am I pleasing God right now in what I'm doing? Is this something, again, I'm reminded of that movie. Anybody ever seen Chariots of Fire? At one point in time, this Christian is running, and his sister actually is saying, you're getting so caught up in your running for the Olympics that it's an idol, and you're not doing what the Lord calls you to do, which is be a missionary in China. And his response was, God made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure. In other words, I am doing what God has called me to do, and that's why I run. I run because it pleases God. Do you work because it pleases God? Do you study as a student? Do you go about your day-to-day and asking yourself that question, is what I'm doing at this moment something that is pleasing to God? That's what we're all about. And so God does use admonitions to these operations, if you will, the use of means to keep us in understanding of how we are to glorify him. Amen?